film is a Sefetera Perk Ches. Parsha Psufa usually states Suris. There are two forms for a passage which is written as Psufa. Im Gover Bemza Shita Mnea Shar Shita Pare Masa Parsha Shi Psufa Mtsila Sashnia. One form is used when one completes the previous passage in the midst of the line. Then one should leave the remainder of the line empty and begin the passage that is Psufa at the beginning of the following line. But the empty space is large enough to contain line letters. If the empty space is very small, or one concludes the previous passage at the end of the line, one should leave one line totally empty and begin the passage at Psuk at the beginning of the third one. Parshas Stumah usually shalish turis. There are three forms for parshas that's written as Stumah. The lower bam says she them near have a kashir masa with the beseve and she to the teva has some trilas a parsha. She still has she must have a bam so. One form is used when one completes the previous passage in the midst of the line. And one should leave the above mentioned above on empty space and begin writing at least one word of the passage written as Stumah at the end of the line. There still be a space in the middle of the line. There's not enough room left on the line to leave this amount of space open and write at least one word at the end of the line. One should leave the entire space empty and leave an empty space at the beginning of the second line and begin writing the passages to be written as Stumah in the middle of the second line. When one completes the previous passage at the end of the line, one should leave a space for the above mentioned size at the beginning of the second line and begin writing the passage to be written in the stomach in the middle of the line. Comes out a passage written as Psucha always begins at the end. Beginning of the line, a passage written as Stumah always begins in the middle of the line. Sefer Shinemugo B'Umali V'Chasa Efshel Atakam V'Lagina Kamesh V'Berno. A sefer that has errors regarding a long and short form of letters can be corrected and checked as explained above. On top, B'Revach HaParsh is because of Psucha Stumah. Stumah Psucha, Ashrifsa V'Nir Parley V'Wakim. If one made a mistake in regards to spaces between passages and wrote a passage that should be written Psucha as Stumah, or one should be written as Stumah as Psucha, one left an empty space where a new passage does not begin, one continue writing in the normal letter in a normal manner without leaving a space between passages, or one changes the form of the song. The sefer is disqualified and may never be used. Instead, one must remove the entire column on which it's written. Rambam says, since I have seen a great confusion about all the matters in the Sfanim and the scrolls, and similarly, the masters of tradition have written down Agavos text to make it known which passages are psuchis and stumis are divided with regards to the scroll on which to rely. So the Rambam says, I want to put it down to set the record straight. What is the correct version? The scroll which I relied on, the clarification of these matters, was a scroll known in Egypt, which includes all the 24 books of the Torah. It was kept in Yerushalayim for many years so that the scrolls should be checked from it. Everyone relies upon it because it was corrected by Ben Asher, who spent many years writing it precisely, and afterwards checked it many times. I relied on the scroll when I wrote a Torah scroll or credit to Allah. So I'm not going to read all the Thrum, it's very long. It's just a bunch of isn't much translation, so I'll skip that to the end of the Perek. Rambam Tefillin Mezuzah Sefetera, Chapter 9. Ein Eis Sefetera Le'Arkei Yisrael Akif Le'Akif Yisrael Arkei. A Sefetera should not be written in a way which causes its length to exceed its circumference, or its circumference to exceed its length. The Kamu Arkei, what is the appropriate length? Be'Gvil Shishat Fechem She'e Mar B'Vesem Matzbez B'Rif Magudo Shriyad, when the scroll is written on a Gvil 6 hand breadths, 24 thumb breadths, of a Klaf Epochus Yisrael Mushiyah Arkei Ke'Kefe. The scroll is written on a cloth, and may be more or less provided that the length is equal to the circumference. And must be a pachas mishishas racha mieth and sakseh, a yitel shishah rifeh b'kselet sheh arka b'kefer as a kibitzah. If one wrote a scroll on gvil less than 6 handbreadths long and concentrated one's writing, or wrote a scroll 1 to 6 handbreadths long and spread out one's writing, if the length is equal to the circumference, it has been written in the proper manner. Shira gilim amata arba space and amata shalosh space and daf adaf shtei space. The following margins should be left in each column: below the column 4 thumb breadths, above the column 3 thumb breadths, and between each column 2 thumb breadths. So figure so shenich with chelis kol is a specific reich of arba achas kedei tefira. One should leave an additional thumb breadth at the beginning and at the end of each portion of parchment or room to sew the parchment together. Space. So when one sews all the portions of parchments together, there will be 2 thumb breadths between each column throughout the entire scroll. One should also leave an extra portion of parchment at the beginning and the end of the scroll to wind it around its staffs. These measurements, but if it's lacking, it's not disqualified. How should a person structure the scroll he's writing so that the length will be equal to the circumference? You should begin by making equal portions of parchment, each having a standard width of 6 tefachim. Now, you should continue adding the coil, winding the parchment tightly until the circumference of the coil is 6 hand breadth, the width of the parchment. You should measure with a red cord that is long enough to surround the entire coil. Afterwards, one should make a measuring rod, 40 to 50 tefachim long. Each tefach on the rod should be divided into halves, thirds, and quarters, so it will be possible to have the exact measurements, including even half the quarter thumb breadths. One should measure each piece of parchment with this rod to determine its length and thumb breadths. In this manner, one can calculate the length and its place of the entire coil. Afterwards, one should take 2 or 3 other parchments, just as the experiment. Check the size of one's writing. One should write a sample column. It's obvious that the length of the column will be 17 at space. Since 3 are left on the margins above a column and 4 are left on the margin below. The width of the column, however, varies according to the thickness of one's writing. Similarly, the number of lines within each column varies according to the writing. The space of the line should be left between the 2 lines. By the way, and also lay call tail of me in adapters at service basis with the care of both of. It's a head from Shadap, yes, but I say that Yashu Bassab, as she's my meaning in adapter, he dig without after the mates a head from Shatil Yosser, my adapter. Might accept that she ever mean Hadab and you dig with Daf Acha Daf, as she other said from Ephama, she other lives with Daf, as she accept Moscow by Sahara Keras. After one writes the experimental column as one desires, one should measure the column with the rod, and one should add the two hand breaths, the thumb breaths to be left between column and calculate the number of columns one will have in the entire coil. Should one continue using the same size writing? Once who knows the number of columns for which there is a space in the coil, one should calculate according to the swirl for which one is writing, whether the entire tear will be able to be contained, the number of columns there in the coil based on this size writing. The entire tear can be contained within this number of columns. The scroll will be written in the desired fashion. According to one's calculation, there are more columns than necessary to contain the tana. One should write with a broader script so the fewer columns will be included. One should write another experimental column and calculate until the calculations are resolved. If according to one's calculation, there are fewer columns than necessary to contain the tana, one should write with a thinner script so that more columns will be included. One should write another experimental column and recalculate until the calculations are resolved. Zion. After one knows the width of the column and the measure of one's writing, one takes the coil of parchments and divides each part into columns according to the size of the column with which the experimental and made. Shigol connected to the surface, cases be called air and itself, cash the reserve, except make sure the fee being adopted. So, first of all, after one knows the width of the column, the measure one's writing, one takes the coil of the parchment, divides each parchment into columns according to the size of the column, which will one experiments and made calculations. When more than three or four finger breaths remain after the final column, the portion of the parchment should leave only a thumb breath and the space necessary to sew and cut out the rest. One need not worry that ultimately additional parchments will have to be added to the coil to compensate for the portions which were cut off. It's not a factor of circumstance because the writing will cause the size of the scroll to be extended only according to the number of columns originally calculated. And it makes a loss is today from a safe easy machine If one desires to make the width of the scroll more than 6, or less than 6, one should follow similar calculations. The length of the scroll will be equal to the circumference, neither less or more, provided one does not err in the calculations. It's talking about etzba beinus, talking about the width of a normal person's thumb. We've already calculated it. It's measured precisely and found to be equal to the width of 7 average brother coins when placed to each other in a cramped manner. So first of all, this is the equivalent of the length of the two brother coins. Wherever the term hand breath is mentioned, it refers to 4 of these thumb breaths. Wherever the term of ame is mentioned, it refers to 6 tvachim. In the terror scroll which I wrote, the Rambam says the width of each column was 4 thumb breaths. However, when it came to Shir Sayyam and Azinu, they were 6 hand breaths wide. There were 51 lines in each column. And me and Adab Rishabal Echel Asim Rasim Rishishim Esrim Daf. So it comes out that there's 226 columns in the entire scroll. Vaida Kol Sefer Elof Rishish Pesh Rishishim Rishish at Space Bekirv. So it's entirely the scroll is approximately 1,366 thumb breaths long. Eda Ashish Space Rishish Pechash Medigin Yishim Betchilis Asim for Sefer. Erish Yisab Rishim Erish Yilim Was Vash Tis Alif Levap Pi. I mean, this is a curve that I'm not in Chosid Daf Echad Yishnaim, השלישי יעשה דף השתיים השלוש של התרגיל, תיצרף לחשבון ומיד יובי לך הרכי וכיפי. The sixth at space beyond the number that one should would arrive at the calculations were used for the margins of the scroll left at the beginning and the end. I wrote the scroll from parchment made from ram skin. Should one desire to write a scroll using these measurements or deviating from them slightly, adding or subtracting two or three columns, there is no necessity to trouble itself with these calculations that any difficulty one will have a scroll whose length is equal to the circumference. Alafa Yud Beis. Ein Odisim Yidei Apoxim Shlesh Adapim Leosra Oshwed Adapim. One should not write through the three columns on a piece of parchment, nor should one write more than eight columns. Zdamun Leyidei Abastish Adapim Chedek Isa Arba Lekan Mechavish Lekan. If one has a piece of parchment large enough to contain nine columns, one should divide it into two, one portion containing five, and one portion of four. Either or more, but still to say for Abraham, this is at the beginning of the score in the middle. I would say, for Afilu Pachas, Echad B'dap Echad, V'esim Mesi Daf, L'bad V'tib Mesi Em Shari Yudis. At the end of the scroll, however, even if there's one pasuk in one column, the column may be written on a separate piece of parchment and sewn together with the other parchments. When you sew it, you have to use kosher species or animals or beast. Seniors taken from animals or studied without being shepherded properly, which were killed by wild beasts, are nevertheless acceptable. There is that of permission we've seen there. If you got a sow with non-kosher animals as puzzle, until one removes the thread and sews it kalacha. When sewing all the pieces of parchment together, one should not sew the entire length of the parchment. Rather, one should leave a certain portion unsewn in both the top and the bottom of the parchment, so the parchment will not tear in the middle when the Torah is rolled. Two staves of wood would be made for a Torah scroll, one at the beginning and one at the end. One should sew the parchment left over at the beginning and the end of the scrolls. Then the staves with sinews that can be rolled around space should be left between the staves of the column. Sefer Torah shniknu by Yidei specifics yitzchitis yitzper. When a tear in a Torah scroll is contained within two lines, sufficient to sew the tear. If it extends to three, it should not be sewn. Medvar Amornem, Yashle Shena Fatsi Nikar. This is an old one which one cannot recognize as being processed by idolaters. Alim Nikar, Gmilashu Alfred Stefer, after the Kanabo of Seh Shalish. If, however, it's recognized that it's being used with idolaters, and Shalish, Yachin, Gmin, Koldaf Adav, and Teva Yitber, so that similarly, if there's a tear, each column could be sewn. All these tears can be sewn only with the giddin, which are used to sew parchments together. One must be careful that a single letter is not omitted or which has been distorted. So it comes out that there are 20 factors that each in its own right can possibly sefetera. If a sefetera contains one of these factors, it's not the condition of a sefetera, but it's just a regular chumash used to teach children. May not be used for public Torah reading. Wait, now, what is that? Number one, in Mikhtab al Ayr Mehema, the scroll was written on parchment from a non kosher animal. Shnichtab al Ayr Mehema Tehidish, and Mokev, that the scroll was written on parchment from a kosher animal that was not processed. Shem Ubil, Shleda Shem Sefetera, if it was processed, but not for Sefetera. Shnichtab al Shleda became Ksiva Lagvil, Nagam Basur, while a Klapim came, Seir. Was written on the side of the parchment that is not appropriate for writing, for example, on the gavil of the side of the flesh, a clef on the side of the hair. Shnifnu was such a gavil, such a clef, that a portion is on a gavil or on a clef. Shnifnu al duch sustus was written on ruled parchment. Shnitha b'lei sittet, or first of the sotis, and then on not of rules. Shnitha b'lei shachar emre, that was written with an other than a black ink that remains fading. Shnitha b'shar l'shenis, was written in other languages. Shnitha Abikaris and Keats, maybe Sharp Sloan, the one who wrote is Abikaris, because of Asaris, Billy Kwana, or if they wrote the names of Hashem without the proper intention, Shephisra Philly Sachas, lacking a letter, Shephisra Philly Sachas, you added, Shinobis, Pesais, letters with touching, Shinifsa, the Tsuris, Aisachas, Shle Tikoro, call Ikari, Tidaval, Aisacharis, Ben Shi, Krip, Simu, Beneke, Bemakadam, C. Shittan. Additional space. The form of the letter is distorted so that it cannot be read, or that it would be read as another letter. This applies regardless of whether the distortion was caused by the original writing, there was a hole, a tear, or an erasure. Shishina Tzuras Aparishias. You change the Tzura of the Parishias. Shishina Tzuras Ashiras, let's say those songs. Shikosim Sharak Sav Chedal. Other passages are written in the form of songs. Or Shatav Yidias Blei Gidi Teira, Shari Dvar Lvitzel and Makif. Or the last thing was that the parchments were sewn together using thread made from anything other than animal. All the other factors were mentioned only in the most proper way to fulfill the mitzvah and not absolute requirement. Base, Sefer Teirish Kasha Negev Ektushi, Sidu Kavigalo. A proper Sefer Teir is treated with great sanctity and honor. Rasulad on Limpe Sefer Teir Fu Ele Ma'ichal. You're not allowed to sell Sefer Teir. Even if you don't have what to eat, even if you had many, even to sell them all one for a new one. You're not allowed to sell the tera except for two purposes. Number one, either to use the proceeds to study tera or use the proceeds to marry. As long as he doesn't have anything else to sell. A Torah scroll that has become worn or disqualified should be placed in an earthenware container and buried next to the Torah sage. A mantle of a scroll that has become worn should be used to make shrouds for a corpse that has no one to bury. This is the manner in which it should be. The Gneza. Tik. All these things that he used for the Sefer Teira, it all has to be in Gneza. The platform which the Chazan stands while holding the Torah scroll and tablets used for instruction that children are not Similarly, the creative silver and gold pomegranates that are made of a Torah scroll are considered sacred articles and cannot be used for chulin unless they were sold with the intention of purchasing a Torah scroll or chumash with the proceeds. It's permissible to place a Sefer Teira on top of another Sefer Teira and Bashar no Chumash. If a Chumash al Gabi Nevi Muxum, you can put a Chumash on top of Tanakh. How Emily Nevi Muxum al Gabi Chumash, you can't put Tanakh on top of Chumash. The Chumash al Gabi Sefer Teira, because it's not respectful. Thank you, Sir Kiddush. For the Lachas Magalis is also the Zerkan, you know how to throw it out. Hakmin, Shish Premin Yonim, Shakis Vikiddush, and Echlas Mel, Vesagis, and Elim Ken Hayel, Lachupas Bear. It's forbidden to enter a laboratory wearing an amulet containing silken from the sacred writings, as is covered with lead. It's forbidden to enter a bathhouse, a laboratory, or a cemetery while holding a Sefer Teira, even if it's covered by a mantle and placed in it continually. Should I read from the Sefer Teira until it removes 4 amas away from the corpse or from the basic use of it? A person should not hold a Sefer Teira while naked. It's forbidden to sit on the couch on which the Sefer Teira is placed. If there's a Sefer Teira in the house, it's forbidden to engage in intimate relationships Unless, number one, you remove the scroll, places it in a container, then places the container in a container that's not intended for the olam. If it was intended for the filo, a sort of kalim, Zemsif said, even if there's many kalim, 10 kalim, it's all sir. Oh, yeah, if you ask the mechitz, you can start tzvachim, but I live by a sacher, or you have to make a partition at least 10 tzvachim. If they buy a sacher, also the shamar shal chizienu, if there's another room available, one may not engage in intimate relationships unless one removes the Torah scroll. Hey, ches, call it man, I feel need this, I feel kusim, muta lechis, if it's a religious pay. Any impure person, even a goyer, needs let all the sevetidish in the retirement common to it. It is not new and cobble to Mushlay, Lodom with Pochis and Lokhofis Betita, Yefatu de Rahachigubay, supplies when one's hands are now soiled or dirty with mud. In the latter instance, one should wash one's hand and then touch the scroll. Quenida, sevetidic Shumada, Chaibu, Amid Bernov, when you see sevetidic to stand up, Yakil, Enima, Chiamizu, Shumada, Boy, Kashiaginim, Kame, Chiskas, Mine, Rahachim, Mitzvadim. Everyone should remain standing until the person holding the sevetera reaches his destination and stands still, or until they can no longer see the sevetera. Afterwards, they're permitted to sit. Yud. Mitzvah the achas sevetera makom nechab nevad the other yes medai. It's a mitzvah to zedde a special place for the sevetera and honor and glorify it. Tvarim shabluchas abris hainin shabachol sefer b'sefer. The words of the Ten Commandments are contained in each scroll. La yarda gadol k'neged sevetera v'leigala erbas k'neged. Prisoner should not spit before a sevetera, reveal his nakedness before it, take off his footwear before it, or carry on his head like a burden. He should not turn the back on a sevetera unless it's 10 tefachim higher than he is. A person who was journeying from one place to another with a sevetera should not place sevetera in a sack, load on a donkey, and then ride around this beast. But if he's scared of the ganov, then he's allowed. If he's not scared, then he puts it on his bosom and he rides with it. Anyone who sits in front of a sevetera should be sitting with fear and as it says, and it will be as a testimony for you. You should honor your parents as much as possible. Chazal tell us, a person must honor Torah to the full extent. Whoever desecrates the Torah will have his person desecrated by people. Whoever honors the Torah will have the person honored by people.